Alrighty. I don't know. Like I mentioned before, it just seems to be kind of crazy. But you all know this verse back in the book of Matthew, and it's not where we're going to camp here tonight, but just to bring it up. Matthew 10:22 says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." We just prayed, but let's just ask the Lord to bless what we got going on here. Father, again, I pray that you'd kind of set me aside here. You know, it's a hard struggle to try to figure out what to feed people who are fed so well on a normal basis. I do pray that just something that was said here tonight would be a blessing to the hearts of the folks that are listening. I pray that you'd encourage us, keep us ever vigilant. And Father, help us to remember that we serve a God that's greater than any enemy or any obstacle that we may ever face. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So Matthew 10:22 says, "But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." And we know that verse, and we understand the doctrinal content, and we understand the implications that are involved with that. But even though we know that it doesn't apply to us doctrinally, it does carry with it within it the principle of enduring, and that seems to be a common theme lately. It just, you know, brethren, sometimes things go crazy and you just have to hang in there. 2 Timothy says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." In other verses in the Bible, the quality is stated something like this. In 2 Corinthians it says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." It also says, "For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." In Galatians, the Bible says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." In Ephesians, it says, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at all my tribulations for you, which is your glory." In Hebrews, of course, Hebrews 12, it says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds." And 12:5, it says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." Over and over we're admonished to keep going, and over and over we have to be reminded to keep going. And we're encouraged to keep walking with the Lord for our entire life. Amen? I mean, this isn't, like a lot of people put, this isn't a phase that we go through. This isn't something that, you know, we just kind of do while we're in school and under the hand of our parents. This is something, brethren, that the universe revolves around. It's something, you know, we finish our course, keep the faith. Open your Bibles to Psalms, Psalm chapter 71, or as I was corrected one time by somebody somewhere along the way, the 71st Psalm. It's not Psalm chapter 71, it's the 71st Psalm. And I was just going through and reading a lot about this and or just reading through my Bible and ran across this psalm, and it just is one of those things that kind of stuck out at me. We've gone through and seen a lot of things here recently. How many people have died? 3, 4. Joe's was close. We've had, you know, Laura's father, my dad, and Joseph's aunt. And you go through and you get to thinking about that thing. And you get to thinking that, you know, life isn't forever. Life doesn't last forever. And it just kind of weighs heavy on your mind. And you think of Kim in the hospital and what she's going through and the struggles that she's having with her health. And you get to thinking about all the other things that are going on. And I just ran across this Psalm 71, and I titled this, actually, I just struggled with what to title it. I may have titled this thing a Continuing and Enduring Trust. I thought about titling it A Lifelong Labor. I thought about titling it A Seasoned Son's Summary. I don't know why, that just kind of seemed funny at the time. I thought about titling it What Made My Hair Turn Gray. I thought about titling it My God Through My Life, or A Blessed Life, but I settled simply on just this. I settled simply on An Old Man's Diary. Amen? Just an old man's diary. Like I said, David at this, you know, I don't know exactly how old he is when he writes this, but David's been through a lot of ups and downs in his life. Looking back, he's seen, he highlights several things along the way. And when I read through Psalm 71, I imagine an old guy there, he's somewhere around 70-ish, sitting back, and he just kind of goes back and looks at what life was like. He just kind of goes back and summarizes some of the things that he had to face and that he had to do. Now, I know that I've not done everything right in this life. In fact, I've made some pretty big mistakes along the way. I've not stood as close to my God as I should have stood. I haven't stood as close to my brethren as I should have stood. I've been tempted and fallen, tested and failed. I've been tried and sinned. And the truth of the matter is, you're probably the same way. Amen? I mean, I've been through times in my life where I've abhorred myself so much so that I figure I didn't even have to worry about the Lord abhorring me because I already beat him to it. Amen? And that's the way it is in life. And it was the same for David. But in Psalm 71, he looks back and he kind of summarizes kind of an overview and an outlook on how God has been there for him every step of the way. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on in the church, and it seems like every time I get up here I say that, but there are. And I get to thinking about, does it ever end? What happens? Does this fight ever, you know, is there ever a conclusion to the battle? Or where, like I said, we've faced several deaths, and where am I going to wind up when it's my turn? And I just like to take a second and read through Psalm 71, and then I just got, I don't know how time's going to go here, just a couple of short things to say, and we'll close it up here tonight. But Psalm 71, an old man's diary. And David says this. He says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels, and my praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the number thereof. I will go into the strength of the Lord. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with a harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Amen. What a great psalm, right? He goes back and I just, like I said, I read through there and I thought, you know what I thought when I read through that? I thought, that's where I want to be when it comes my time to die. That's where I want to be. Amen. Isn't that our goal? That's where I want to be. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. He reigned for 40 years. So David was somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 years old. And obviously he's pretty close to that when he writes this. And I'm just thinking, you know what? When I get up there and I get to be about that old, this is where I want to be. I would like this to be my diary. He starts off in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Listen, there's a lot of confusion in this world today. I mean, I was at work today and just talking to some folks, different things, and a lot of times at work, and I think Brother Brian was mentioned it too, a prayer request this afternoon, that, you know, people look at me like I'm a kook. They think I'm a kook because of the things that I think, because of the ideas that I have and the wild ideas. And Brian, I'm glad to know that, hey, you're a kook too. Amen? That's of great comfort to my soul. I appreciate that here tonight. Because I left work thinking today, oh man, I'm really weird. But the funny part is, hey, all of you guys are kooks. Amen? All of you guys are kooks. And that's because to us, you know what? We look at things different. Take a look at verse 7. Verse 7 says this. It's David said, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. I am as a wonder to many. They wonder about you. You ever heard somebody say, I wonder about you? I am as a wonder to many, but thou art my strong image. Listen, when something happens in life, something happens in the world, something happens at work, something happens, it doesn't matter where. Listen, we filter all that stuff through the Scriptures. Amen? We look at things differently. It struck me today, I mean, you know this, but it struck me today just how, from a different perspective, we look at things. That's because we have a God. We have a great God that shows us things. It gives us insight. That gives us wisdom. Walter Lippmann said this. He said, it requires wisdom to understand wisdom. The music is nothing if the audience is deaf. I thought that was pretty good. You want to know why you're a kook? You want to know why you're a kook? Because you go to that book and you filter everything through what you learn in that book. And you try to look at things how God looks at things. And the things that are important to you, you try to make them the things that are important to God. And the things that you have wisdom and insight about, you get it because you understand the Bible, you understand the devil, you understand the adversary, you understand how all those things are working against us, and you look at it and you go, oh yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. You have wisdom. It takes wisdom to understand wisdom. I thought that was pretty good. Listen, we put our faith and our trust in the fact that no matter how bad things seem to get, God is in control. And that's a basic Christianity 101. But you know what? You go through times like this and you know, you look at Sister Laura and you know, just the way that happened with her dad, and she's got to be asking why. You don't understand. You don't fully understand. You don't comprehend. But David, after his long life, after all the ups and downs, after all the mistakes, after all the things that he's done, he says in verse 1, he says, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. What a great entry to put in your diary. The diary of an old man. In Thee, Lord, do I put my trust. When I'm old, like I said, I hope to be able to have the same thing and think the same thing. I can't say this name. Jeoman, yeah, Kimura, he's Japanese, by the way, celebrated his 116th birthday in Japan. He was born on April 19th, 1897. He's 116 years old. Wow. So what is that? 58. Who here is? I shouldn't ask this, but if you don't, who here is over 58? Okay, we got a few. You're only halfway there, man. Can you imagine another 58 years? He's 116 years old, and he worked as a postman until he was 65. And according to reports, after that, he took up farming until he was 90. He got bored. He was only 65. What's a guy supposed to do? But 116 years old, and thinking about it, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know. You don't know how long you're going to live. You know, chances are pretty good. It's probably not 116. But where are you going to be with the Lord when that happens? After all those years, after all that life, after you look back and you summarize things and you break out your diary and you kind of summarize it down into one little chapter there, what are you going to have to say about your life and your walk with God and how things are going, like David did? Can you imagine being saved for 116 years? 1897. Wow. There's several categories of the oldest person, and you guys know that the Bible just wipes them all off the planet, but I'm talking about, I suppose, in recent history. There's one lady that was said to have lived to be 122 years old. This Kimura, the guy that's 116, I think right now he's the oldest on record that is confirmed, so to speak. Right? This lady, Jean Calment of France, died at 122 years, 164 days. It said that she met Vince Van Gogh when she was 12 or 13. You imagine living to be 122. 122. Mark Twain said this. He said, "Wrinkles should merely indicate where the smiles have been." Charles Schultz, one of my heroes, said this. He said, "Just remember, when you're over the hill, you begin to pick up speed." Amen. You know, there are reprobates that say things that are kind of funny every once in a while. George Burns says this. He said, "When I was a boy, the Dead Sea was only sick." But 122 years, 122 years. Now, last week when I preached, it was a blessing. Had a couple of teenagers come out and mention that they enjoyed the message, and I thought that was, very encouraging. But I'm guessing that a message about old people is probably not going to be on their top 10 list of messages. Just a thought. But at the end of David's life, he was still following his God. At the end, the conclusion that David came to was, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." He said, after all these years of life, after everything that's gone on, after everything that I've done, after all the ups and the downs, and after all that stuff, he said, "You know what? I don't want to be confused." I was, like I said, at work today talking to one guy, and he made the comment, something about, where do you get all your information? And then he said, "Well, I get mine from NPR. And I thought to myself, after 70 years, I don't want to be confused. Amen? I want to know what the truth is. You know, after when I'm old and more gray-headed than what I am now, I'm just starting to turn gray, I'm kind of happy with it, finally. Some of us takes a while. Okay. Right? Some people here are very wise. And it's showing, right, Bryce? Amen? Others of us, we got a little ways to go still. But listen, I want to be up there with David after I'm old and be able to look back and say, "You know what? Through that whole time, I put my trust in the Lord." What a blessing. What a blessing. Another entry that David made in his diary was simply this. Take a look at verse 3. In essence, he says, "You know what? It's always been safe. It's always been safe with you." He said, "Be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort." I may continually resort. What a blessing that is. You go through this life, you live 60, 70, 80, 122 plus years, whatever. To be able to say of the Lord, you're my strong habitation and I continually resort there. Listen, I don't just go there when times are bad. I don't just go there when things aren't going well and I need help. I continually resort there. When times are good, I'm there. When times are mediocre, I'm there. And David said, thou art my strong habitation. I continually resort. Listen, I know this. I know that David knew about suffering loss. Amen. Along the way, he lost some people that were dear to him. Four sons, right? Plus a lot of others. I know David knew about having to flee from enemies. He was on the, you know, he was on the losing end of a few battles there along the way. I know that David knew about breaking God's laws, that's for sure. He went out and he numbered Israel when he wasn't supposed to number Israel. And what was it? 70,000 Israelites died because of it? Listen, David, you know, David had some pretty big blunders along the way. You're in good company. Amen? You're in good company. But I also know this. David also sat back and remembered, as he was writing the Psalm 71, he's thinking about all the things the Lord did through him through the years. And I imagine David sat back there and remembered about a day years and years ago earlier in his life when he came bringing the ark back into the tabernacle. And he was dancing in the streets because the ark was coming back finally. What a blessing that must have been. Listen, I imagine David sat down. He was going through this an old man's diary, just going back on the highlights of his life and thinking about things. And he remembered back there the giant that he slew. I bet he sat back and remembered about the time when he first found out that he was going to be king over Israel. So David sat back and he looked at some of the high points in his life and he looked at some of the low points in his life. And you know what he said about it all? He said about all of it, he said, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Oh, brethren, what a testimony. At the end of life, you know, teenagers, long, long, long time from now. Far too far to think about. But at the end of the life, some of you, not so far. Amen? And that's okay, because when we get to go home and see the Lord, that's right? But at the end of the life, to sit back and know that through all the ups and the downs, the Lord was your refuge and a safe place to hide in. And when this world turned everything upside down in your life and when things were falling apart and when, you know, your pillow was wet with tears, you sat back and you thought, I've got a comfort. I've got a place where I can hide. I've got a safety net. I've got a continual resort. What a blessing. Amen. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. At the end of his life, David still seeks out safety from the Lord. I got thinking about that with all the, you know, death and everything around, saying, that's where I want to end up. I read those to you already, didn't I? Wrinkles merely indicate where the smiles have been. That's good. I like that. And, you know, finally tonight, I just wanted to make this real short. Like I said, David's diary goes through in Psalm 71. And you know what he shows? He shows that somewhere up there near 70 years old, the end of his life, he's still wanting to be used of God. Final entry could just be still this. You know what? Even after all these years, after all the success, after all the failures, I still need thee. I still need thee. I've still got work to do. Take a look at verse 17. Verse 17 says, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. What a blessing. But can you imagine being 122 years old and thinking that way? Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. You know what? He definitely knew that there was more trouble to come. He was sitting in there. Take a look down at verse 9. Read through there. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For my enemies speak against me, and they lay wait for my soul, they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. You know what? Nothing real grand, nothing real out of the ordinary here tonight. Just going through Psalm 71 and looking at David's attitude when he was old. Just David's attitude when he was old. And he looks back. And he's still in the battle, and he's still in the fight, and he remembers the ups, the downs. He remembers the failures, the successes. And he seeks after God, and still, as a rip-roaring 70-year-old, he's still saying, cast me not off in the time of old age. What a dire entry to make. I don't know how long we're going to live. I don't know how old we're going to get. You know, if the Lord's going to tarry a long, long time, we're going to get, you know, really old, really gray, and really feeble, and, you know, sitting on a hospital bed sometime, wondering about how long, much longer we have before we see the eyes of our Savior. But what a blessing to have that. What a blessing to have that attitude that in my old age, cast me not off. I still got things to do. I still got youngsters to tell about. I don't want to go until I've passed all this stuff down to the next generation. My enemies are still after me, but I'm still looking for you to comfort me and take care of me. Now, what a blessing that is. What a blessing that is. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Brethren, that's where I want to be. It's as simple as that. Nothing grand. I don't have to have led a perfect life. Already blew that one. But David didn't either. You know where I just want to be? I just want to be found in a place where if I had to write a Psalm 71, it would be something similar. Lord, I put my trust in you. From my youth, you've taken care of me through all these years. David looks back and says, you know what? From day one, when I was a little kid, you took care of me. And yeah, I was kind of stupid along the way a few times, but you were always there. And you gave me safety, a shelter. You gave me a continual refuge. I could always go to you, a stronghold, a fortress. You were always there to protect me. You were always there to watch out for me, even during my stupid moments in life. And you know what? I still need you today. Now that I'm old and I'm gray and I'm ready to die, I still need you. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm not dead yet. Don't finish up with me. Let me hang in there and keep passing some of this stuff down to the next generation. An old man's diary. Just simply, Lord, you've been good from day one. Now that I'm really old and feeble, you know what? You're still good. Amen? And that's where I want to be. That's what I want. That's what I want my diary to look like when I get to be that age. These don't really apply, but I'll give you a couple of them anyway. Old men have some really neat things to say. They sit back and they look at life and evaluate. And here's just a couple of funny quotes by old men. Whether a man winds up with a nest egg or a goose egg depends a lot upon the chick he marries. I thought that was kind of funny. A lot of these I find them kind of funny because they talk about marriage. But trouble in marriage often starts when a man gets so busy earning his salt that he forgets his sugar. Let's see. A foolish husband says to his wife, "Honey, you stick to the washing, ironing, cooking, and scrubbing. No wife of mine is going to work." Many girls like to marry a military man. He can cook, sew, make beds, and is in good health, and he already is used to taking orders. Some people try to turn back their odometers. Not me. I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way, and some of the roads weren't paved. here's one of my favorite ones. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? I like that one. Amen. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? However old it is, brethren, the diary of an old man, that's what we all should be heading for. You know, for the young ones, it's going to take a lot longer to get there. Amen. That's good. And for the rest of us, that's where we want to be, however long we got. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again. Lord, just to be reminded that, you know what, people do make it through to the end of their lives serving their God. And Father, it is possible. And David sat back as an old man and reminisced and thought about his life and what he had done. And Lord, what we see is that from his youth, he had followed thee. And he had learned to put his trust and his confidence in thee no matter what. You were always a safe refuge for him. And Father, even in the end of his life, he was interested in serving you and proclaiming your goodness. And Father, keeping his lips full of the praise of thy name. I do pray that you'd help us to have a little bit of that in our lives. Help us, Father, to be just a small measure of what David was. And help us to be encouraged by that, Father. And just give us a vision. We don't know how much longer we have. But Father, whatever time we have, let it be devoted to serving thee and loving thee. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Which one did we not sing? Let's take a hymn and we'll sing number 282. Number 282. right, folks, you can be dismissed. Please remember to be in prayer. A lot of things going on. And got service on Sunday. You're dismissed. Amen.